di GW Mobile.
KC4SKD Mobile, how you doing, Dave?
Doing. How you doing?
I'm headed home from the office. I'll go home and see what I can get to work on at the house.
Officially a weekend?
Absolutely. I'm ready for some food first. And then I'll probably go play with my antenna. I've put my antenna in the attic. I gotta find a good place for it. I tried it the other night and it set off the fire alarm.
What made it set off the fire alarm? Was it smoking?
A detector not far from where the antenna was located. And I was talking to somebody and he said, you sound good on 5 watts, but a little white noise, so go to mid power. So I went to 25 watts. As soon as I keyed up, it set the fire alarm off.
I used to have a J-pole in the attic that would do that with the paper shredder. I'd key up on 10 watts or 5 watts or 10 watts and it was fine. I'd go to 50 watts and the paper shredder would just start shredding air.
We've got 5 antennas in the attic. 3 of them are TV antennas, and I'm trying not to mess up the TV as well.
You got like a RTV dongle or RT something dongle in the coming off of those antennas?
One of them works pretty good. I can pick up channel 31. And sometimes get channel 13 out of Asheville or Mount Pisgah, wherever their transmitter's at. But anyway, I'd like to run everything off that one TV antenna if possible.
Your YFF pretty good. They're up there at Caesar's Head transmitting 1,000,000 watts.
With that one, can't mess up that one because we both like to watch Andy Griffith.
That one's putting out. You can get a sunburn off of that one.
I understand. That's our favorite. We watch Channel 40 a lot because Rhonda likes to watch that show called Sell This House. And I like to watch 31 and watch Star Trek.
Back in a while, I got stuck on watching Universe. Most of the time, my wife likes the dead bodies things, you know, detective shows. She watches mostly detective shows if she's not watching a New York Giants football game or Denny Hamlin on NASCAR. That's her 2 sports. But other than those two, it's dead bodies. You know what I mean? Like NYPD Blue or, I don't know, NCIS, that kind of stuff.
She watches some of that too. But anyway, one antenna up there works really well. And I told Rhonda I'm going to take a piece of chalk and mark where it is sitting so if we have to move it in the attic. I want it to go back exactly in that same spot.
You know how you move just a few inches. Either way, you can lose what you got. And when you got a really good one position, just a few inches away from that, and it can all be gone.
That's exactly right. And I give up on putting TV antennas outside. You put it up, and a week later it don't work. You go move it, and it works for a while, for a few days, and all of a sudden it don't work anymore. I got tired of that.
It is a great protector of antennas. I got a Yagi. I got a couple of Yagis and a Ringo Ranger and a half a dozen double bazookas. My attic looks like a cobweb.
I did something this year that was long overdue. I put a pull-down attic door in the garage. And, boy, I wish I'd done that 30 years ago.
A lot easier to access?
It's so much better. Worry about wiping your feet when you come down and all that. And it's just much, much easier to deal with. Plus, you know, if you need to work on wiring or something like that, it's easier to get to because that's closer to where the box is.
You found that little gym, but I better get some grub for the weekend. Good talking to you. Enjoy your weekend. If I don't talk to you again, KC4SKD, W4DJW.
Okay, I hope y'all have a good weekend as well. I will chat with you later. KC4SKD.